olo e whaafafonga ili SBS Samoan sa ili nisi mautala ili sbs.com.au/Samoan.
E te si ilafia o le TV, le televise, na muamuanga osia e se tangata sikotilani e ingoa ia John Logie Baird I le se lau tausanga uomvae. O le taimi muamuana mawhaieio na pu e se ata minoi I se pusa lea ua tata o maata mata iai I le tele o ala televise e ova I le se fulu maona tupu I au se tali enei e masalopo ua ova I le se lau I Amerika Na muamua whaingoina e le o se television po o le televise, na whaingoina o le televisor. O le alii o John Logie Baird o se tangata whaipi sinisi, a e whaimana mea fia fia po sana hobby, le ngausia o so o se mea o ia o se inventor. Ma o le whata I te inga muamua o lana televisor, lea ua ingo nei o le television, na whaia ilona fale I soho I lona tona I le masino Januari o le afe iwa se lau lua se fulu ma le ono. O le televisia Baird, ele I alu I se ele tise, o se masini na whata avili e se wili pe e mechanical. E pe ona whaalia Louis Pollard, le curator of television and broadcast science and media, Museum I Peretania, o se masini sa fawina pe nanga o si e Baird, iso o se fasi u a mea ma se fasi waya na ia mawaina.
It was very technical, very complicated, and because Baird was such a pioneer in what he was doing, he had to be essentially making a lot of his equipment from scratch or using whatever he might have had around the lab. So the apparatus we have on display at the museum has parts of an old hat box and a bicycle lamp, and it was very DIY because he couldn't just go to a shop and buy the pieces he needed because television didn't exist.
Louis Pollard, le curator of television and broadcast science and media museum I Peretania. O whaasala langunga e meise o telefou. I le afe I vese lau lua se fulmaleono, le ana muamua, ngausia mawhata I ta I ei le televisor John Logie Baird. O whaasala longa I le taimi le nā ai meise lama le whaasala la wino talfou. Na mafuli inusi pepa ma le leiti o. Ai o le leiti o sa sili o nā lumia o na ele e tau nofo I lalo se tangata ma fai tau. E ma fai o na whaalongolongo I le leiti o ai o fai isi ngā luenga. E langona ina le leo o tangata e whaatala noa ina I lunga o le leiti o a ele ma fai o na langona ina I lunga o se nusi pepa. O le tūlanga le na iei whaasala longa mua mua le BBC, I le tausanga afe I vese lau tolu se fulu mle ono, le ana mua mua fai iei whaasala longa le BBC Peretania I le televise. E peisa le ano tele nisi o tangata iei, ona o lo o sidi ona lato u whaalangolango, ma whaatua tua ina le leiti oo.
BBC's first regular television broadcast began on the 2nd of November 1936, introduced by Leslie Mitchell. There was no colour, of course. Pictures were strictly black and white, or, as some cynics suggested, black and dark grey. But definition improved with usage. Transmission was limited to 2 hours a day.
On the televise pe ona ta a tele matata o mata mata I eso nei. Na whaatoa taunu umai I Ausetalia, ma Aotearoa New Zealand, I le tausanga afe I vase lau lima se fulma le ono. I le afe I vase lau tolu se fulma le valu. Na talanoa ai John Logie Baird e awala I se masini viliata tifanga, le British Movie Town Newsreel.
It is now 12 years ago since I produced the first little flickering television image. Today we have in London a regular television service twice daily, with thousands of lookers in. Television has grown from a scientific novelty to a commercial service. At present, the range is limited to 30 miles in and about London. In this connection, it is interesting to note that as far back as 1928, I scanned the Atlantic with television. That was, of course, purely experimental. But who can foretell the future?
John Logie Baird. Ile tausanga ya fiva se lau lima se fulu malatolu. E o atu iei ua mōli mawina le alu alupea iluma o le lelei, ma le whaatua tua ina o whaasalalounga i ata o le televise. O le tausanga lea, na pue ina ma whaasalalouina ai e le BBC. Le whaauunga o le tupu tama ita i o Peretania, Elisabeta le lua, ilunga o le televise. E pe ona saunoa, Lewis Pollard.
Any TV camera in the UK that could be mobilised was mobilised for use during the coronation. It was such a large media event. That's why so many people remember it. We talk here at the museum about the millions of people who watched. But one thing that people might not be so familiar with is the televisions in the 1950s were larger than Baird's televisors, but still very small. And the records say it's something like 17 people watching each television set, which would be half the size of a contemporary TV, maybe even smaller than that. So for people watching at home, you know, it was such a big moment that it really helped. It really helped cement television as part of people's everyday lives. It went from this novelty that some people might have to, oh, I should have this in my home as well. And that's what really made television go as big as it did in the UK.
Lewis Pollard, the curator of Television and Broadcast Science and Media Museum in Peretania. Ele ngata I polo kalame whaasara lau sao, to live programs, ai ole isi vaanga na matua alumia I li tapena ina o polo kalame mo le televise, o polo kalame I e pu e matapena mua mua, ai whaasara lau I se taimi muli muli. O polo kalame na, na whaonga I nai I a se li pine, e pu e inai, po o lea ua tātou le lipine lea ua tātou I loa ina iaso nei o le video.
He was also really experimenting with the idea of being able to record television signals, because in those days, all television as it went out was live. There was no way of recording such vast amounts of data in any way, shape or form. And Baird was working with a system he called Phonovision, which was recording both the image and sound components of a television broadcast onto essentially like a vinyl disc. And the really interesting story behind that is we have some of those discs in our collection, and they weren't essentially translated until much, much later, until after Baird had passed away, because he had a way of encoding the information onto a disc, but he had no way of decoding it. So as far as he was aware, that system may or may not have worked, and it wasn't until much later that we proved that actually, yes, it did work.
Lewis Pollard. O te mana tuaina ta mua mua o le televise I aukilani I le tausanga I afe I wase lau fitu se fulu male lua o atana e pae pae mauliuli. Masani on mata matai I ta alonga ale All Blacks pe alusa natua po se malangasi I Europa I Engelani po o Afrika I saute. O mai I le tausanga afe iwa se lau walu se fulu moro tupu, ia ua mata mata I atalanu I le televise po o le Colour TV. O le reporti na wha maa popo ina Ellen Lee, mo le SBS News.
Toi fia wha fafonga I nisi tala wha pia, wha fafonga I le Apple Podcast, le Google Podcast, Spotify, maa po fea lawa I mawailau podcast.